We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight's the night. NFL Draft Round 1. Fact or fiction? Gov, 10 questions.
All right, in fact or fiction, we don't let things play out. You either choose fact or fiction. Yeah. All right, Caleb Williams will be the best quarterback in the NFL draft.
I'm going to say fiction. And I think the odds are in my favor because there's going to be four, possibly five, possibly six. And it's a flip of the coin as to who's going to be and who's going to the best situation. Now, if they take a receiver at nine and one of the – if it's Odunze, he could be set up – for success, but whoever goes to Minnesota is going to have a leg up on everyone because they are best equipped.
I'll say fact, and I don't think he should have the generational label, but he's going to a team that won seven games last year, not the worst team in football, despite, you know, picking number one here. They do have Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. They may add another receiver, play defense. He's in a position to succeed on day one, and I do think the talent's there, the artist that he is, the red zone precision. I'll say he's the best quarterback in this draft.
All right, Marvin Harrison is the safest prospect in the NFL draft.
Fiction. To me, the safest pick in this draft is Joe Alt. Bloodlines in the NFL, just like Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got great bend, great footwork. He is a franchise left tackle. I feel very certain of that.
I'm going to say fact that Marvin Harrison is the safest pick in this draft. And some of it, Joe Alt would be number two, but I think there's a greater risk of injury, shorter career for an offensive lineman versus what I think Marvin Harrison is built to do, and that is come into this league and absolutely dominate from day one.
You know what? I actually think the safest prospect is our next thing on the list here. Brock Bowers will go in the top 10. I think he's the safest prospect.
Fact. And I don't know where that is. It could be to, you know, Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers. It could be to the Giants. I think there's some you could say no that won't take it. Obviously, Chicago at one, but Chicago at nine or the Jets at 10. Somebody is going to sit there and be like, I can't believe he fell to us at 8, 9, 10, or somebody may even trade up to get him because he's built different, and he's a special player.
He's a Jim Harbaugh football player. I don't know if they'll have the guts to do it at 5. I think that's where the clock starts, and I think it ends at 10 with the New York Jets. Fact, Bowers in the top 10.
Yeah, I think he's going top 10. And you know what? Just a little thing here. I think with Harrison and Bowers, there is draft fatigue. People forget how good these guys are.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
They have everything. They have all the tools. And I just think because people have heard their names for 2-3 years now, it's kind of like, oh, blah, 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 or they'll look for flaws. I saw Harrison, you know what, play in person against Michigan.
Yeah.
He has everything. Mm-hmm. He really does. And he was going against a top 10 pick next year in Will Johnson.
Yeah.
The guy is going to be money. All right. J.J. McCarthy will be a Minnesota Viking.
Fiction. I think there's a number of places he could end up. I'm not going to put all the eggs in one basket.
Chargers.
Could it be the Chargers? He said yesterday on Rich Eisen, the Giants have done the most homework on him. Talked about the Chicago connection with Kafka, their OC. I think it could be the Giants. I think it could be the Broncos. I think it could be the Raiders. I think it could be the Patriots in my mock yesterday. I'm going to say fiction.
I'm going to say fact because even the draft starts to me at 3. I think whoever is selecting at three will take a quarterback. The wild card is, does New England say, you know what, we're going to do this a smart way. We don't have enough tools. We're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. And then all of a sudden things are thrown up. If a quarterback goes 1, 2, and 3, how high can Minnesota go to get the next guy? I think everybody believes that JJ is the next guy. Mm-hmm. And I think Minnesota didn't put all their eggs in one basket this year in the draft to acquire 23, not to package those and move up.
All right. Rico's man crush, Michael Penix, will go first round.
I'm going to say fact. I think Michael Penix is flying under the radar. It's a quarterback-starved league, and whether it's Denver, it's the Raiders, there's a number of teams that still need a quarterback, and they'll take a flyer, and that's where I think the Lions are benefit, picking at 29. They may be at any of those teams trying to get back into the first round to take a quarterback.
Penix is a guy who steps up in the pocket, wins from the pocket, can make the throws outside the numbers. This is everything we know historically that wins in the NFL. He doesn't take sacks. This is a first-round pick. The idea is,
That's right. I forgot. You thought he was going to go number two overall, right?
I didn't say that.
He was next behind Caleb Williams.
But
Charmin.
I think he could end up being one of the two or three best quarterbacks in this draft. He should go in the first round, and teams need quarterbacks. That's a fact.
5 years from now, not one quarterback will be considered, quote, a tier one quarterback.
Okay, so I hate to get lost in the weeds. A tier one. This is like Mahomes.
Burrow, Mahomes, Allen.
Okay, then fiction.
Fiction. So that one right after you. Fiction.
I agree. And please, quarterbacks go so the Lions can have better talent fall to them. I think that's the thing that's going to emerge tonight. I do. I think six QBs are going first round.
I'm not going to deny that either.
The desperation for the position. All right, the Bills will move up significantly to draft Rome Odunze.
I know they want to, but because they're picking so late at 28, they're going to have to dip into next year's talent pool and probably use either two number twos or next year's number one to be able to move up high enough to get Rome Odunze. We've talked about how would the Lions move up into the top nine, maybe even higher to get Odunze? I just don't think it's possible. So fiction.
Fiction. I think that they spread the ball around in the second half of last season. While they need a receiver, and I think they will draft a receiver, they also have to fix half their defense. I don't think it makes sense. Fiction. They don't trade up.
The Lions will trade for a proven corner like Marshawn Lattimore during the draft.
They've been linked because of the New Orleans connection, but that's kind of cooled. I think fiction. I think they're going to get a corner in the draft.
Yeah, I think as well. Fiction. I just don't. I know that the connection is there, but the connection is with the coaches. The connection is not with Brad Holmes.
I think it's something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's tonight. I think tomorrow, if they don't get a corner and they stay at 29, I really think they may, and it may not be Lattimore, but be somebody else, that they'll just look to upgrade the position with somebody that's already proven in the NFL. All right, the Lions will make their pick at 29.
Fiction. I think this is they're moving up or they're moving back. They're not going to stay at 29 because we heard from Dan, there's 15 players, then there's a run of quality starters. They're going to have to move up to get one of those guys. And if the guy that they want is off the board, they're not moving up to 22, 23 to get him. They're going to do all they can to move back and out of the first round.
Yeah, John, I'll agree with you. I think they are going to move this pick, and too much has been talked about. If there's only 15, give or take, you're going up to get a guy. I don't think they sit at 29.
No.
And they've also primed the pump if they do trade back, because I don't think they want to be stuck in no man's land. If the guy's not there, they're not going to make a pick for the sake of making a pick or to placate and pacify fans. They will not make that pick. That's fiction.
All right. Finally, Brad Holmes will surprise us all with a lone wolf name that we really haven't talked about much.
This is so tough because if they move up, they're all household names. But we really haven't talked about a lot of those high-end guys. And if he moves back, the chances are especially high he's going to take a dude that we go, wait, what? So I'm going to say fact. He takes someone that we have not spent a lot of time talking about.
Yeah.
Who would that be?
I don't know. That's the definition. We haven't talked about him.
No, but who are some lone wolves that maybe we haven't really linked the Lions to that you'd be, oh, now I get it.
Does it qualify Quinyon Mitchell? Have we spent enough time talking about
Toledo connection?
Okay.
I think fact as well. I think they're, especially if they trade back and they take somebody that we haven't talked much about, and it could be
TJ Tampa.
Well, but we kind of talked about him yesterday. And here's a guy that I mentioned, but I didn't really talk about very much, Cooper Beebe.
Oh, I love Beebe.
Yeah, and so he's the monster. When you see this guy, he blocks out the sun, guard from Kansas State, who I think if you're able to trade back and get him in the first, I don't know, 5-6 picks of the second round. That's why when I said yesterday, I don't want to be dropping down to anything that starts with the 4. I don't want to be picking in the 40s. He's going to go higher than that, and it could be a guy we have not spent hardly any time talking about. That might be the lone wolf.
I like that one.
He is a dude with a mean streak, and he played tackle. He played guard. He'll be an interior guy in the NFL level, and he is a Detroit Lion.
Yeah.
The mentality is very Lion-esque.
Let me just throw one more at you. We did it slightly. Ladd McConkey. McConkey.
He's a McConker.
Yeah, we did. We haven't talked about him. I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. He's a guy that is so reliable on, you know, and he could be your big third down threat across the middle, possession type receiver.
No, Josh Reynolds.
He fits well with what we just lost, Josh Reynolds. And hopefully on 4th-and-2, he has better hands.
And that
can he
is
kick?
Played a little quarterback and running back, I think, back in the day.
No, that would be Cooper DeJean. He might have been the best quarterback on Iowa's team.
That's not saying much. That's Fact or Fiction, NFL Draft Edition, 97.1. Talk about the best pool in history, Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games at a viewing experience built for you, the sports fan. Chill in the 6 pools, 3 different levels, multi-level with the perfect view of that massive 40-foot-tall, high-definition screen. It's Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch all sports. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, the non-stop party. Score your perfect game day spot with the cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. Reserve your place today. It's 365 days of sports poolside. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, that's downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today. That's CircaLasVegas.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to the 2 grand slam, it's Heather with the news.
Well, an Oklahoma couple's future is in jeopardy as one of them faces 12 years in prison in Turks and Caicos for violating the island's guns and ammunition law.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so Ryan and Valerie Watson, they went to Turks and Caicos for his 40th birthday on April 7th, and their dream vacation, she says, just turned into a nightmare after they were detained for 2 weeks after some hunting ammunition was found in his carry-on bag at the airport while they were headed home, trying to catch their flight home. He forgot it was there. He called it a bonehead mistake. It was in like a Ziploc bag, right? Yeah. Like had just been in this bag that he used for probably a
hunting trip.
Exactly. Yeah. Didn't even know it was there. Well, the couple at the time, both of them were charged with possession of ammunition, facing a minimum prison sentence of 12 years each. So on Monday, Valerie's charges were dropped. She was permitted to fly home. They've got two young kids, right? So like, think of everything going through your mind at that moment. So she flew home by herself. Ryan, however, is still there, still facing charges. And he says it's hard to process. And he's not the only American that is facing charges. There's others going through this same process as well. And now the U.S. State Department is warning travelers to just be vigilant about checking their luggage for any stray ammunition before you go, because this law is very, very strict.
I've had to do that before where, you know, like you get back into football season, I'm traveling again, and I just got to make sure that I don't have a clip stored away here or something that I took out, you know, in a pocket of a bag, because you go through the airport, you're going into stadiums. I mean, they're going to search your bag. Well, what's this? That is, I understand the mistake can happen, but you do. You just have to be vigilant.
Yeah, it's scary, though. I cannot imagine what this dad is feeling. Yeah. Right,
exactly the same thing, but it kind of reminds me of the Brittany Griner thing where she went to Russia and had an illegal substance. It's their law, and that turned into a whole mess.
It did.
So, I mean, this is, you know, it's ammunition terrifying. Versus marijuana, but it's the same kind of thought.
The concept, yes. Yeah. You're bringing something that's not allowed into that country. Right. And you're getting caught.
Yeah.
Three teens are now facing several criminal charges after they assaulted a Warren police officer who attempted to intervene during a fight that took place at a Warren High School earlier this week. The officer suffered a serious head injury while attempting to subdue one of the suspects. One of them, a 17-year-old East Point girl, she faces a 4-year felony for assaulting, resisting, obstructing a police officer, causing injury, 2 counts of resisting an officer, malicious destruction of property, and disturbing the peace. Serious charges. Then there's another 18-year-old girl from East Point as well, received an elevated charge of assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder. Also other charges tagged on to that as well. And then another 18-year-old from Warren was charged with 3 counts of assaulting an officer and disorderly person.
It's a lot.
It's a lot for very young people. Yes. Come on.
Bad choice.
Yep. This is cool. Michigan Central Station is hiring up to 60 welcome ambassadors to help host the crowd for their reopening. You could do this, John. You were excited. I mean, I know you're excited.
I am excited.
To
very
see
excited. I want
to
see it. Yeah.
See what it looks like you could now be a welcome ambassador. They're looking for somebody to do this on June 6th, so check your calendar, and also throughout the summer. The historic train station is preparing to reopen after 30 years of just, you know, sitting there, decay, and it's hiring station service associates to be the welcoming team for the summer. So ambassadors will make $20 an hour for the duration of the summer. They're going to be there to help support visitors, making sure they know their way around, supporting events, different productions that are going on at the station.
I can't wait to see it. I'm really excited to see what it looks like.
It's going to be all beautiful.
It's been empty for so long.
Very long.
When does it officially reopen?
June 6th is the opening day.
I can't wait to check it out. You said 30 years. I'm 31. Like, this is my lifetime.
Yeah.
Finally a chance to check it out.
Very cool. The Department of Transportation announced new passenger rights rules where airlines will be required to refund passengers in cash for long delays and cancellations. So passengers will be, quote, entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed, and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits. Yeah. So this includes airlines, you know, changing your itinerary before the day of your trip. The delays are covered if your flight is delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight, more than 6 hours for international flights. This includes tickets basically purchased anywhere from the airline, from an agent or a third party, you know, Travelocity, Expedia, things like that. Also, airlines will be required to give cash refunds on luggage if your bags are lost and not delivered to you within 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And they say there's going to be refunds. So if you purchase extra services, you purchase the Wi-Fi or a premium seat or things like
that. You get it all back.
If you don't receive what you purchased, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So something's better than nothing, but I only get it if I don't fly home or I don't get to my destination. Yes. That's not great.
Well, it's not great, but Lisa and I have done this before where we're taking a quick weekend trip, maybe to see family or just to get out of town, and our flight leaves at 6 in the morning and it's canceled. The next one they can get us on isn't until 8 o'clock at night.
Or the next day.
Right. And so there's no point in taking the trip. So we just canceled. And then they hold on to your money saying, okay, well, we're going to give you credit.
You can use it the next flight.
Just give me my money back.
Right. Yeah.
So it's situations like that where it's really going to come in handy. Because most people need to get somewhere. They're going to take the next flight available.
Right.
But not always. So that's where it's handy.
Heather with the news. Let's give away some money. $2,000 slam time.
We've had some big winners lately.
Yes,
people
have
been doing really, really well. So I hope the streak continues today. This is fun. 10 questions, 60 seconds. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong. You can pass if you don't know. With each question you get correct, you're going to win money. $25. If you get them all right, that's $2,000.
Our contestant today, Paul and Shelby. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Good. How are you this morning?
Oh, any better? My face would be on the Happy Meal there, John.
All right. It sounds good.
Paul, it's great to hear from you. You know how to play this game. What's your confidence level?
Sometimes you guys throw curveballs. I'll say I'm at about maybe 60, 70%.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we'll take it.
It's not bad. Let's do this, Paul. Your time's going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go. This team currently holds the number 2 overall pick in the NFL draft.
Pass.
Where did Michael Penix play in college before Washington?
Indiana.
Mount St. Helens is located in this state.
Washington.
Where are the Vegas Golden Knights currently playing in the playoffs? Or who are they playing?
Vancouver.
Where did NFL draft prospect Drake May play in college?
Pass.
Adam Driver played this character in Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Pass.
This Bengals defensive end requested a trade yesterday.
Pass.
Who are the Oklahoma City Thunder currently playing in the NBA playoffs?
LA Clippers.
This band had the 1992 hit Friday, I'm in Love.
The Cure.
Where did NFL draft prospect Joe Alt play in college?
It's not going to matter, Paul. But I got you down 3.
Yep, 3.
75 bucks.
Well, better than sharp stick in the eye.
I love your perspective on life. Yes. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
We'll put you on hold. Make sure you get your 75 bucks. He got 3 questions correct. Too many passes. Paul, you know better.
I messed up on some too, so I feel bad.
I love that even after the buzzer had ended, he still passed. Paul, you're not getting it either way. Throw a guess out there. Let's go through all 10 questions because we got to all 10. The $2,000 slam on Thursdays brought to you by Genesis Credit Union. The first question, this team holds the number 2 pick in the NFL draft.
It would be my former team, Washington Commanders.
The number 2 question, Penix played at?
Indiana, right here in the Big Ten country.
Got that one correct. Mount St. Helens is located in?
Washington.
Yep, he got that right. So
I think he was probably in his mind going, should have said Washington at the first one.
Yeah, maybe 2 of the first 3, right? We're kind of cooking. Who are the Vegas Golden Knights currently playing in the playoffs? It's the Dallas Stars. Yeah. Now, at least he guessed a playoff team out west. He said Vancouver. Where did Drake May play in college, John?
North Carolina.
Adam Driver, did you know this one? The character he played in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Nope, seen it a couple times, but nope.
He's one of the main characters.
Okay.
Kylo Ren. He's the villain.
Yeah, I know that.
The Bengals defensive end. Well, I didn't know if you knew it. Bengals defensive end that requested a trade yesterday.
Trey Hendrickson. Interesting request because there's a relationship there with one Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, but he wants to get paid.
That's a side note.
Anyway, Oklahoma City, they're playing the Pelicans in the playoffs. He said the Clippers. The band that had the 1992 hit Friday, I'm in Love.
The Cure.
Yeah,
he nailed it.
You got it. And Joe Alt played at?
Notre Dame.
There you go. That's the two Grand Slam. Paul and Shelby are contestant this week. Your next chance to win Tuesday at 7:25. We've been doing this bit behind the scenes. We've got envelopes in our hands. It's dated March 4th, mm-hmm. April 1st, and we'll do it again today, who we think the Lions are picking. How did our thought process change before free agency, after free agency, and on draft day? We're going to do that coming up at 7:50. Coming up next, the governor of the state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, joins the show. You heard me right, 97.1.
Hey, if you want to lose weight, Ideal Use, that place you can go. They're going to help you lose weight fast. And you can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days using real whole foods. That means you can lose 40 pounds before bathing suit season, before Memorial Day. Be ready to roll for the summer. Sign up now and get $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us. Ideal U is different than other weight loss programs. It works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I've lost 60 pounds overall with Ideal U, and I've been able to keep it off. I'm going to tell you how in a moment. It's not Ideal U doesn't use shakes, bars, prepackaged foods. I mentioned it already. Real whole foods every single day. And Ideal U works because they teach you what to eat and drink to lose weight. You're in constant contact with the coach on a daily basis. And once you've reached your goal, they're going to teach you how to keep that weight off. Ideal U will help you lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. Sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Book your free consultation right now at idealu.us.
Draft day in the city of Detroit. We're joined this morning by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We're all excited for today and the weekend. I'm assuming you are too. Good morning.
I am. It's not just Honolulu Blue Day. It is Honolulu Blue Week.
Well, it is, and we're obviously excited about it. What does this mean for not just the city of Detroit? If you want to start there, that'd be great. But for the state of Michigan to have so many people focused, the NFL world will be focused on the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit.
That's a great opportunity for us to show the world what is happening here, all the exciting things, whether it's around the Lions or around business opportunities, quality of life. I mean, this is a great chance for us to showcase Detroit and the state of Michigan. You know, people are under the misimpression about, you know, what we have to offer. And anytime we get the national and global limelight is a chance for us to tell our story. And the more people that we get to reach with that, the more opportunities, I think, there are for us as a state. So it's exciting to show the world what's happening here and to invite people into the city.
Yeah, of course, Detroit's hosted a Super Bowl, Final Four, but a lot's changed since those events. In what ways have you seen the city change? What are you excited to show off for our state?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, we get the opportunity to host these events, like the Elite Eight, for instance. And every time you get new people who've never been here to come in and see with their own eyes, whether it's the beautiful entertainment offerings or it is the incredible waterfront or it is the restaurant scene. I mean, there's so much going on. And we Michiganders are our own best ambassadors. I often hear from people how they think people from Michigan are kind and welcoming, and I think that's another source of pride. But our Lions are the ones that I think have shown the world, you know, you could knock us down, but we're going to dust ourselves off and get right back in it and show the world what we're made of. And so I think it all dovetails together really nicely about the Michigan story.
So obviously we're going to talk more about the city of Detroit and the event, but I want to ask you, last January when the Lions were facing off against the San Francisco 49ers, what was the Whitmer House like? How excited were you guys, and what was it like during the NFC Championship game for you guys?
Oh, man, it was great. And I got to tell you, I was doing a civil rights tour in the South, and so I wasn't out there in San Francisco, and I wasn't at home. But I was very obnoxious in a bar down south with a number of other folks from Detroit who were yelling our heads off. I mean, I got the opportunity to attend the last game at the stadium, Ford Field, and, man, the reverberations, the city was vibrating. And it, in a world that feels so divisive in so many ways, the fact that we Michiganders could all get excited about our Detroit Lions, I think, was galvanizing and a great moment for us. And we're taking it right into the season, too.
We're talking to Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch. We can call you Big Gretch, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I don't know if you're a big sports talk listener, but Dan Campbell, fourth down decisions. We get a lot of heated conversations. When you watch and you see how aggressive that he is and this team is, what's it like when you watch the style of football this team plays?
Oh, man, I love it. I love to see what he's going to do on fourth down when we get, you know, a little more ground to cover, and he takes risk. And risk comes with big rewards, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't always work out. I think it's fun to keep the opponent off their game and keep them guessing, and to show confidence in the team. This coach and this team has done remarkable things, and part of it is that mentality.
How have you seen the mayor's office, Mayor Duggan, down here in Detroit, the challenges that they've had and been able to overcome to just be able to put on an event like this? And how has your office been able to support them?
Yeah, well, we worked really closely to pitch the NFL and to get the draft to come here. You know, this was a joint effort from local government, city government, state government, to our partners in the private sector as well, and Visit Detroit, I mean, the MEDC. This was an all-hands-on-deck effort. These things do not happen because of one entity or one person. It's a collaboration. And so the things that have happened in the city of Detroit to come out of bankruptcy and to be in a strong position with so many great things on the horizon as well, it's exciting. And the mayor's been a great partner to the work that we've done. And when you look at problems as opportunities and look for partners instead of opponents, you can get a lot more done.
Yeah, and so the event itself, I don't know what your plans are, if you're planning on going any of the days, but what are the specifics of the event that excite you or that you think people are going to be excited when they go down, whether it's Thursday night, Friday night, or most of the day Saturday?
I think everything from the actual draft itself to all the offerings we're going to be able to take advantage of in Detroit, you know, food trucks and entertainment, and just, I think the thing I'm most excited about is just taking it all in. During those Lions games, to see how the city and how the people were excited and happy and energized, that feeds my soul. And so I think that's going to be the most fun part as a observer, and I'm excited to be down there.
As when I was playing, it felt like coaches had to deal with Mother Nature. They could figure out ways to get the situations that they wanted, whether they wanted hot weather, cold weather, didn't want rain, snow. Does the governor have the same control over the weather here in Southeast Michigan?
I got to tell you, I don't take credit for good weather because I know it means I'll get blamed for bad weather. So I do not control that.
Yeah, don't tell them it's not going to snow on opening day. They will remember that.
Yes, yes.
Again, this has been a great opportunity for the city to come together and rally around our football team and the fact that we get to showcase Detroit for the country. This is a really cool opportunity. So thank you for some of your time this morning.
Have fun, and thanks for being such great ambassadors for Detroit, for the Lions, and, of course, for the state of Michigan.
All right, that's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's 97.1. And, John, we got a couple seconds here before we get to our envelopes about what we think is going to happen with the draft. But a lot going on in the city, including the hoodie you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. Jelly Roll.
A little about last night.
Yeah, last night was a great show. So we had a station event down in Hockey Town. It was nice to see everybody down there, and then we walked over to the Fillmore. By the way, I haven't been in the Fillmore in a while, and it looks great. I love the old venues, the more quaint venues, about 2,500, 2,600 people, and when he took the stage, obviously the place goes nuts, and then he started, and he talked about Tim Roberts a little bit and the start that he got in country music, playing on the stations that Tim has control over. And dedicated a song to him, one of his, you know, first hits. But then he went through this montage of, you know, it was like DMX, Eazy-E, Eminem, and the place. He worked the crowd as good as any entertainer I've seen. People were up. My wife we were sitting down listening to one of the songs, and all of a sudden he went into this montage, and she hops out of her seat, and she's dancing around. It was everybody in the place. It was a great show.
So set the scene. You've been down there. I'm going to be down there tonight with the live show during the draft with Stoney and Mike and Doug.
You've been down
the last couple nights.
Yeah, each of the last couple of days I've been downtown. And now that the road closures are all finished, you can walk around downtown. You don't have to worry about cars or anybody going by. And everything is open. They have constructed so many temporary structures around the city, displays and just, you know, tents in front of different stores and around buildings. And then obviously everything the NFL has done with the stage. It looks amazing. Downtown Detroit, I'm telling you right now, there's a great vibe, a great energy down there. If you were on the fence, whether you were going or not, I kind of was as well. I'm not a big fan of being in big crowds like that. The energy downtown right now is as great and as high as I've ever seen it.
So I've seen more and more people share and stuff. I think media people have been down the last couple of days. There's a Dan Campbell fortune teller.
Yes.
I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah,
I will be on the look. Because I'm going to go, I mean, be there tonight more of like a working thing, but I'm going to go either Friday or Saturday or both.
Yeah.
And I'll look for the Dan Campbell fortune teller. And I've seen some of the other displays and like the Lombardi trophy down there and all kinds of cool stuff for football fans. The 40-yard dash. You and TJ did not do that, right?
No, we didn't.
Did he chicken out?
Well, no, he brought his brains with him. That would be his wife. And I think she was the calming influence that said, neither of you really should be doing this.
You're going to pull a hammy. You're going to slip and fall.
So, nothing good can really come of this, even if we finish, because it would have been the most interesting 40-yard dash ever. There could have been a fist fight as we're running 40 yards, because if anybody were to take a little bit of a lead, I'm going to reach out, I'm going to grab, would do the same thing, and then it leads to somebody's shirt being pulled over their head, there's a hockey fight, and all of a sudden, we don't even end up getting 40 yards. So it would not have been good. Two fat guys wrestling downtown.
I think the entertainment factor. You two.
Oh, the entertainment factor would have been there, but it would have been a sad sight.
I'm down for the entertainment part. All right, coming up next, I'm holding two envelopes. Everybody in the show has a pair of envelopes. We guessed what we thought the Lions would do before free agency, after free agency. We'll pay that off, plus what we think they're going to do. Call your shot. It's draft day. It's 97.1.
Hey, this NBA playoffs, FanDuel is giving all customers, new and old, two chances to bring home a big win with a no-sweat same-game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place an SGP on any playoff matchup, and you're going to get bonus bets back if you don't win. And you can bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three-pointers and more. Just put them together. That's your same-game parlay, and enjoy the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen and shoot your shot on America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
In our hands, we are holding a couple envelopes.
Big deal. Big day. The reveal.
Today is the NFL draft.
Yes. And I have been accused of either
this is great
information, like acquiring information that you guys might not be privy to. I'm offended.
I believe the line was, "You are drinking buddies with Dan Campbell, therefore you have inside information."
I'm offended. I have teammates that are on the staff, and to think that I would use that as leverage against you guys.
I didn't say drinking buddies.
I was
everything
joke.
Else is true.
It's a joke.
But your integrity
was called into question, which very much bothers you.
My integrity was called into question. And I kind of assumed maybe this would be the case because everybody has said, well, don't hand out the envelopes because, you know, John might change his answer. I would like to note that I did sign over the seal on the envelope.
This guy.
Both times. All right, just to make sure
Incredible.
That we are all above board. Now, today's pick is locked tight in the steel chamber right up top here.
So the way the proceedings are going to go, and we welcome you guys in, by the way. This is not what we want. This is what we are predicting. This is a call your shot on draft day. 248-539-9797. When the day is done, the Lions will have selected blank. And maybe the answer is blank because they trade out of the pick. But we'll go through this, and we're going to go one at a time, our thought process, how it's evolved since these are dated March 4th, before free agency began.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go first.
It's Jim loves his drama.
On March the 4th, I thought the Lions would select Cooper DeJean.
Oh.
This is while he was still recovering from an injury, position of need, fits the culture. On April 1st, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Oh. Same position group. But were these all stayed at 29 and made their selection?
Mm-hmm. And my prediction today is
wait a minute. So you said that April 1st.
Yes.
That was also your mock pick yesterday.
Yes.
Is that your pick today?
After listening to Dan Campbell, they're trading into the top 20.
He changed his mock from yesterday.
And they're taking Quinyon Mitchell.
So much has happened since then.
We had the head coach of the football team on. I'm taking Quinn.
I knew you'd love that, John.
I'm taking Quinyon Mitchell in a trade up. That's my prediction
with
today.
The same guy.
Come on. You change your mind.
Didn't like your pick?
You got more info.
Stoney would give his mock draft, and we heard the ticket textures like he would already be complaining about the pick that he made.
Why would the Colts be doing this? Yeah. I don't know. You tell us it's your mock.
Yeah. And then, you know, he would also do I'll pick it at 29. By the time he got to 32, he would have already said that he didn't like the Lions pick.
When you get a little insight, when you wake up the day of, you can change your mind. It's a trade up for Quinyon Mitchell.
But he could have been lying yesterday.
Yeah, you're probably blowing smoke. All right, John, let's go through your process.
Right, so, March 4. Give me the Costa sound effect. I have a trade. They trade the 2024 first rounder, number 29, and second rounder. Well, I had this one for Minnesota, but they no longer have that one. So I'm gonna say, let's just go with the third rounder. It's about the same time to go up with the Rams because they have a relationship with the Detroit Rams at 19 to take Cooper DeJean.
You guys had the same guy.
That was in March.
We had the same guy in March. Now, you think he's just there at 29. I made the trade up to get him. I don't think he's there at 29. I still don't think he's there at 29. So, in April, you said Kool-Aid, mm-hmm. McKinstry.
April 1st, I said Kool-Aid. You said?
I said at number 29, they stay there, and they take Chop Robinson, defensive end.
Okay.
Edge rusher out of Penn State. And today, I think they make a similar trade, but they throw in more draft capital to move up even further. I mentioned 19 with the Rams. I'm going as high as 15 with who's picking at 15 there? The
Colts.
Yeah, the Colts
mm-hmm.
to take Terrion Arnold. So same position I had originally, trading up for Cooper DeJean in March, now trading up on the day of the draft for Terrion Arnold, who I think is the number one corner in this draft.
All right, for speed purposes here, I'm just going to roll through. I know what I did. Okay, I agree. I actually had a trade up March 4th to the Rams. Familiar partner?
Yeah.
I had him taking Jackson Powers Johnson.
Okay, all right. I would be very happy about that.
When we got to April 1st, I was like, wow, my player who I think is going to end up being special and fits a need, so therefore it's BPA and not need for Brad Holmes, is Jackson Powers Johnson, and I had them. I stayed with the same thing on April 1st, trading up to 19 with the Rams to get them because I feel like you have to hop the Steelers, the Dolphins, and Cowboys.
And today?
Today, there has been enough smoke to where I'm not going to say I'm buying into late mock draft hype. Daniel Jeremiah does not have Jackson Powers Johnson in his latest first-round mock, and he does not have him in the first round on his big board. The Lions sit at 29, and Jackson Powers Johnson falls to him.
Ooh.
Be a dream. I would love that.
Same pick from March, April to today.
Greg?
All right. Mine is, I'll do that. All the ASMR films, yeah, I'll do that for you. I knew what I picked anyway.
You're just doing this for dramatic effect.
Yeah, and the ASMR. The folks like it. March 4th pick. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback Toledo.
Okay. So we three of us had corners in March, and Gov had an offensive lineman.
The April 1st pick.
April Fool's Day.
Post-free agency.
It's Standing by. Zach Frazier, offensive guard from West Virginia.
Ooh, staying at 29.
Who I kind of did think, like I kind of first heard of Zach Frazier the first time, March 4th, and I was just thinking, maybe not. It's just kind of the trendy thing to do. So that's why I liked Quinion Mitchell. Then he started moving up draft boards, Mitchell did.
Yeah.
My pick today, who the Lions will pick at 29, Zach Frazier, offensive guard from West Virginia.
All right.
He's a Dan Campbell guy.
Yeah.
Toughing it out on a busted leg.
A number of Dan Campbell guys, Detroit Lions players in this draft.
So we did this not for the ASMR fun, but to show the thought process of along the way, what we thought they were going to do and how it maybe has changed or in some cases hasn't changed. What do you think they do tonight? Who's the player the Lions end up with? 248-539-9797. We are going to get into the Sewell extension, the St. Brown extension, the lack of Jared Goff extension in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.